Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to your Thursday. It's
Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by voting. November is right around the corner, so make sure you're registered to vote. And no matter what your political affiliations are or what you want to see happen, make sure you mail your ballot in and do it early, because there's this guy in the White House who's completely undermining the Postal Service, like screwing it over hard so that when he doesn't win the election, he can say, we need to figure this out because this is that guy.
Do you want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
I told you last month that I mailed a bill to my agent. I mailed it on the 15th.
Yeah.
And by the end of the month, last month, I'm like, okay, that should have cashed by now. So I call them. I'm like, what's going on? I don't get it. Why are you not cashing? What's the deal? And they're like, we never got it. So now I'm on full like, okay, how in the world is it possible that that didn't get there? They wrote me yesterday and said, let me get this exactly right, because it doesn't make any flipping sense. They even took a picture of it. My agent did and sent me a photo of it. The bill or the mail that was supposed to go to Seattle, where they are, ended up in Sacramento at the Franchise Tax Board. And there was a stamp on it that said mistakenly opened by the Franchise Tax Board, Sacramento, California. And then it was forwarded to its correct place. But for no possible reason should it have ended up there. Like, it wasn't.
It was correctly addressed. It's the same address you use month after month.
They sent me a picture of it to show me, like, yeah, this you addressed it correctly, and it somehow ended up in Sacramento being opened by someone in the government.
Yeah, there's something going on.
That is weird, isn't it?
It's,
so the stamped envelope is like, there's a stamp. Whoops,
we opened
the wrong thing.
They say that mail is piling up in post offices. There's a hiring freeze. I saw this piece yesterday that was... It's jaw-dropping what they're doing. They are, and what they have been doing for a few years now to screw over the post. Almost like knowing that it was going to be a crucial piece of this year's election. That's my conspiracy theory.
I don't know, but
it's unbelievable what they're doing right now. And who's running it? A guy who's heavily like invested in delivery services other than USPS. I mean, it's incredible. It's actually, what's happening to this country?
The stamp reads, opened by mistake, Franchise Tax Board, Sacramento, California. But right next to it is an address for Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, fully, there's no reason why it would have ended up there.
Seattle,
no
Sacramento, reason, they look so exactly the same.
It's possible reason why they would have opened it. That's even weirder, as they opened it.
Well, I'm sure that they sit there opening envelopes all day and they're not necessarily checking to make sure it's addressed to them. But then they open it up and go, what the F is this? What? And then they look at the envelope and go, oops.
All right.
That's got to be a fun job, opening up tax money all day. You know?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
Maybe. All right. How bizarre. So back to our sponsor. Vote early. Like, as soon as you get that ballot, let's get that filled out and mailed back in, people. Because something is afoot. NBA players. We're going to start here. There's a bubble. I don't know if you guys have heard about it. A little bubble going on.
Yeah.
Everybody's all in one place. And, you know, as they get eliminated in the playoffs, they're going to be able to go home and go back to whatever the hell it was that they were up to before this whole thing. So the people who are in the bubble, of course, they miss their families. They really miss their kids, their significant others. And as we all know, the NBA has skyrocketing libidos. I mean, they must really be going crazy. Like, they proved right off the bat that that is incredibly difficult to control. So the NBA is going to open the door, but only to certain people, Finn. Later this month, they're going to allow players to bring guests into this bubble of theirs. It just seems like breaking the bubble, but there are some rules, and they're clearly trying to block you from, you know, hooking up with an NBA player on Tinder. There's just too many hoops to jump through. You know, if you meet some hottie and you're DMing her on Instagram, that she can't just stop by. The rules are, non-family members must have long-standing relationships, and those without, quote, an established, pre-existing, personal, and known relationship will not be allowed in. So that's a no for, quote, any individual the player has not previously met in person or with whom the player has had limited in-person interactions, like ones known by the player only through social media or an intermediary. So guests will be required before
whose job is this going to be to decide this stuff? Like
the COVID overlord.
That is like such a mom thing.
No,
I mean,
doubt.
And that's insulting to moms for them to be like, well, how long have you known each other?
Exactly.
And I need to see pictures of you two together previously before the bubble so that I know for sure that you two have that is beyond belief. Like, I don't even know why they just don't go, you guys, just here. Look, we're going to buy buckets of lube. Yeah. There's the internet's, you know, lightning fast. Hold, just take care of yourself for the next couple months. You'll be fine.
Two more months. That's it.
I mean, the playoffs start any minute. Like, they're just about to start. So this is the time. This is what they've waited for. You're on. But okay, maybe I can see if you've missed your wife, and there are definitely people out there who are not people who can be alone. So
sure, that's true. I'm one of those. I'd need to see my people.
Yeah.
Guests, if so, now let's say you've been cleared. All right. Your wife or your mom or whatever can come in and visit you. You got to quarantine for 7 days. You have to take a charter flight to Orlando, a specifically sterile plane, I guess, and not have any contact with anybody. And then once you get there, you have to quarantine for 4 more days on the Disney campus. So bright side, you're at Disney. And then you are, the players will be allowed to have up to 4 guests. Children don't count as long as they're under 32 inches. I guess they figure they're with they have to be coming in with someone who's also quarantined. And for everyone's safety, they'll be required to keep their hands, arms, and legs inside the bubble at all times. Once you're in, you're in. You can't slip out and go to McDonald's or whatever. Guests are going to be allowed in beginning August 31st, that's when the second round of the playoffs start. And, of course, social media is having a field day with this. A million comments about the long-standing relationships, saying things like, long-standing personal friends, we've been DMing all summer. We're totally, since June, we've totally been friends. And she's going to go ahead and get in the bubble. So anyway, I don't understand why 3 months is so impossible, but apparently it is.
Well, look, like I said, I think there are people who are it's very difficult for them to be alone, and they may be having a hard mental time with it. And for them, I can see, you know, on one hand, I have a tendency to be sort of like my dad raised me, which is snap out of it. You know, get yourself together. What is
cut
this
the crap?
Yeah, that kind of thing. But on the other hand, look, I get it. They have to go to work. They're there to work, but they do want to see their family. I get that part. The other part with the whole I just need to get laid thing, that I just don't. I'm not interested in hearing that story. Yeah. I get it. They have, you know, what did you call it? A high libido.
Yeah. Skyrocketing,
you know,
Vin.
Strong appetite, whatever that is. Like, I'm not interested in hearing that. I get it. You're right. Living the life and you've earned it. You're a great athlete with a ton of money and you've got easy access normally and you're used to, what's the term? Fresh. All the time.
Oh.
Good for you. Then that's great. Except right now, if you want to play in the playoffs, you know, go a couple months for crying out loud.
Right. Like, show that you've got some mental fortitude, you know? Take matters into your own hands. You should go and love yourself. That is what you should do. Do it as much as you need to as well. I hear phone sex is great. I don't know. I mean, couldn't you find some little social media hottie to hear an NBA player, for God's sake?
There's marriage jokes here, but I'm not going to do any of them. I just, you know. Anyway.
I'm just here to visit you, not to do you. I thought I was getting 3 months off.
There's a lot of marriage jokes here, but anyway, let's move on.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
His house has been for sale for quite a while. He's got a house on Paradise Cay, which is sort of the backside of Tiburon. It's lovely there. I do. It's not far from where I live, and I've looked at open homes there because I enjoy open homes so much. This is about the most expensive one on this sort of island, I guess. Because it juts out into the water. And he's right at the end, too. Like, he's not looking across a canal at another house. He's looking out into whatever the bay is. It's a double lot. It's enormous. And they were asking $7.25 million. You know, they're price cutting it to about $6 million. But this is the worst possible time. If you were looking for a house right now, you have to sign COVID documents. You have to wear a mask and gloves. There has to be, they're scheduling. There's no open houses. They schedule these appointments. Like, we've looked at a couple of houses, and it's just like the hoops that you have to jump through. And not only that, if you are looking at a house at $6 million, you have to have like notes from the bank saying this person is not just a looky-loo. This person can afford this house and at that price.
Right.
So it's not super surprising that a house at this level, it has been sitting. Like, they might have easily gotten 7.25 for it at one point, and just, you know, between winter and Christmas and what we're all doing now,
right?
They're looking.
It's a weird time, but there's also, and I'm sure that level is very different. I was just talking to my friend Peter, who's a real estate guy, and he was saying because of the rental issue that people are having, where they're people who rent are having trouble making rent, and therefore there's a lot of problems with rentals. But he said home purchases are flying. Like, it's super busy right now for home purchases.
Oh.
So I'm guessing that's more of a normal, if the Bay Area can be called normal at all in terms of housing prices, more normal range. But that, man, people are still buying big time.
Sorry about it. Anyway, I'm looking at the pictures. It's beautiful. Basically, all the windows on the back of it only see water. It's incredible. It's gorgeous. So if you've got $5.995 million hanging around, maybe this is the house for you. I don't know.
I wonder why they don't wait.
Yeah, I don't
know. Like, you're giving away $1 million just because you need to unload the thing? Or maybe you have so many millions, a million doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter, right.
All right.
Well, and who knows what he spent to build it or whatever. I'm sure they'll be fine, the people in the Williams estate. Imagine that, like living someplace that Robin Williams lived. That would be pretty cool.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah. I got some weird stuff about Dennis Quaid. Just interesting. I found it interesting. Dennis Quaid has a pet podcast. More on that in a moment. He's adopted a cat named Dennis Quaid.
Of course.
I guess this is in Virginia. Dennis Quaid adopted a black cat from the Lynchburg Humane Society. The cat is named Dennis Quaid. According to their website, I guess someone brought this to his attention and he was
and he said, I gotta have it.
I gotta get the Dennis Quaid cat.
Right.
The cat is a 6-year-old male who just wants a life of endless movie marathons. The cat's quote is, I may not live up to my dramatic and artistic actor namesake. I'd rather watch his movies with you curled up on the couch. Adorable! So Dennis did an interview about this and said he couldn't resist his new kitty friend. He said, it was really off the wall, but I just couldn't resist. I had to get him. I'm out to save all the Dennis Quaids of the world.
Very
and
cute.
All worked out, and he's got a... and he's actually saying, maybe they should start naming animals in various shelters after different celebrities and see who bites. Just make sure that they find out about it, you know?
Right.
He has a podcast that is about pets. He's got a bulldog, I guess, or let me see what kind of dog this is.
I love
bulldogs. A miniature bulldog.
Okay.
And he's adorable. He's a little fatty.
Ooh. Sure.
And his name is Peaches, with an exclamation point. he has a podcast twice a week. It's called The Pet Show. He features celebrity guests who love pets, plus the latest in pet care, pet style, pet media, and pet influencers. He co-hosts it with some writer named Jimmy Jelinek. I don't know that guy, but they just launched it back in July. Now he's got a new story to tell about his cat, Dennis Quaid. I guess he's been doing a podcast for a couple of years. He says, we did a music podcast, which was the first podcast to ever launch a record called Bear and a Banjo with T-Bone Burnett and Bob Dylan. It was the number two music podcast of last year.
Wow.
And then we decided to build our own podcast network, sort of like a movie theater, make our own productions, bring in partners, make podcasts across all genres. We want to be the YouTube of podcasts. It's very exciting. Podcasting, people are into it. So... if you want to hear Dennis Quaid talk about his dog Peaches and other pet information and find
this
out about
the guy from The Parent Trap, right?
That's the guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Lindsay Lohan version.
Yes. No, that's the one I'm referring to. Yeah. All right.
I only have a minute left. I did want to tell you the AMC, ever optimists over there at AMC. Remember back in June when they were saying, by mid-July, we'll be fully open.
Yeah.
And people went, let's see your COVID regulations. Oh, no masks? No, you're not open. They plan to be reopened approximately 2/3 of its U.S. locations by September 3rd. More than 100 U.S. theaters will be reopened by next week, August 20th. They said all its remaining U.S. locations will reopen when state and local authorities say it's safe to do so. They didn't specify where they're expecting those delays to be. All of their theaters in the Middle East and Europe are going to be reopened by August 26th. Apparently they have some cross the pond holdings. So they're saying limited seating capacity, social distancing, a mandatory mask policy, extra cleaning and disinfecting. So if you trust them, you can go and check it out. They've actually got, I just totally lost that story.
Whoops.
Hang on.
Happens. I'm very
familiar.
Yeah,
it does. Oh, here it is.
You're just like, oh my God, what do I do?
Where did that go?
I want to get under the desk.
So on their very first day, for one day only, tickets at the theater will sell for 15 cents, which is roughly the equivalent of what it cost to watch a movie in 1920. And that's the year that they began operations at AMC. And starting August 21st, they'll show a number of older films just to get people back in the mood. They've got the 10th anniversary of Inception, as well as Back to the Future, Ghostbusters and Grease. And those will be $5 a ticket. And then there's only a few movies that are even coming out. They've got a Russell Crowe thriller called Unhinged, something called The New Mutants, something called Tenet, which I believe I've heard about. And those will be around, they'll be 2020 prices, around $10, depending on the market that you're in. So high hopes over there at AMC. I hope they can do it, bring it back. I wouldn't mind going to a movie theater. I like going to movie theaters, but I just can't imagine that being an option right now. Maybe it's just me. All right, what's coming up in the news, Vin?
Paid period leave.
Oh.
And sneezing contests. At the Sturgis Bike Rally. And more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.